Military Supply.
Some serious trash talking going on, and it has nothing to do with the chaos that's ensued since the NFL decided to get its game on. No, we're talking about politics, Washington, D.C., Foggy Bottoms style. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, went golfing with the president, but it was downhill after that. Boehner now says he was doing an interview today with Newsmax. He says that Obama is out of his depth when it comes to what's going on with the debt ceiling and what's happening on August 2nd on defaulting or not. And he says when it comes to negotiating, he has no way. He's lost in the sauce with this. That's interesting, isn't it? Because what happened? What happened from the day there were buddies and they were aiming to finish each other's putts? Now they're not finishing each other's sentences. They're like a couple arguing headed for divorce. Then you throw a Trump in the middle of that, Donald Trump throwing his two cents out and about out there in the world, and he's saying that Obama isn't a guy who can make deals. The one deal he made was Obamacare, and that was a disaster for the country, and that's it. But the reason I bring up Trump at the very beginning is because when he says Obama isn't a guy who makes deals, I thought that was interesting. Do you think that's true? Do you think Obama's a guy who really can't cut a good deal? I mean, forget about whether he has an incredible intellect or whether he has the ability to communicate well. But when it comes to flat out squaring a deal, is he on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, you know, where does he fall? And I would agree with Trump. I say that for me, the problem with this administration is that when he took office and now it's going along, the conversation is too much with the minions around him and he's ineffective, so that in fact he is not good at cutting a deal. Mitch McConnell, Republican senator from Kentucky, says with the debt talks, it's pretty simple. We need to get things going. We really need to engage each other. Take a listen.
We need to re-engage with the president, the only person in America who can sign a bill into law, and get a bipartisan solution that can pass the House, pass the Senate, and be signed by the president.
Yeah, bipartisan solution, I'm going to say fat chance on that one. What's interesting is, and we say it each and every night, we've been saying it for 6-7 months. In fact, we've been saying it about any of the issues whenever we're talking about your pocketbook, your wallet, mine, and our country, and taking back our freedoms, or if we think we're losing more freedoms, what do? Well, we have people who represent us, and the idea is you ring the phone, you send them emails, and you constantly do that. The squeaky wheel theory works. So Congressman Dan Coats talked about the fact that he is just getting bombarded with emails and calls and visits that his aides can't even keep up with it.
Well, the phone is ringing off the hook, and as well as emails pouring in. We're in the thousands here where the staff is besieged.
All right, I think that's a good thing. That means people are paying attention. They're listening to talk shows. They're listening to their gut. Maybe they're not listening to talk shows. They are paying attention to what's being said about getting involved, hooking in. It doesn't take that long, but you do have to take an action, right? And it's funny, starting off this way as to what's happened with Obama and Trump saying he's just a terrible negotiator, he can't cut a good deal, and Boehner kind of taking chunks out of them as well. A new poll comes out, and whether it's the left of left person or the right of right person, across the spectrum now, the president is not looking so good with some of these blunders, especially during the debt ceiling negotiations. So remember the mea culpa or the plea or the whatever you want to call it on primetime on Monday, trying to be kind of the moderate guy. I don't think it worked for him. And now he is slipping in the weekly Gallup poll. They show that his approval rating slipped to 43%. That's the lowest, or ties the lowest weekly number of his entire presidency. And even worse numbers in the ABC Washington Post poll. Check this out. The president's base is jumping ship, according to that poll. The percentage of Americans angry about the economy. What do you think that number is? Has jumped from 44% to 60. And see why? Because now they're feeling it. Now people are feeling crunched. Now people can't get jobs with degrees or without degrees. Now the mortgages are going up on people. Taxes are going up. All that kind of stuff. And absolutely, that's why. Once it touches you, if you've been living in a bubble, the bubble's pierced, and you're going to react. And people are reacting. So really, pundits from the left and from the right, and even the in-betweens, are slamming the president for continuing to call for a balanced approach. Cut cap balance that passed in the House, and the plan that Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, is proposing in the Senate. None of them, apparently, have any provision to increase taxes at this point. So what kind of bargain are we going to see here? What do you think is going to happen between the House and the Senate leaders? And the plans, the two plans that are talked about the most are two that would definitely cut either $3 trillion or $3.7 trillion. But if you look at the Senate Democrats, they're saying the debt ceiling increase has to be large enough to carry through 2012. I mean, that's a big thing there. With the raising of the debt ceiling for the Republicans, they're saying $1 trillion by August 2nd. Then you've got a $1.2 trillion in cuts to discretionary spending. And there's some other things attached to it. And just like the Senate Democrats, there's some other things attached to that as well. But as far as revenue, neither raise taxes. And really, can you see a bipartisan committee making this become a reality? Right now, I'm not so sure. In fact, I'm going to say no. I don't think you're going to see that. I think you see two different approaches, and I think you find that people are not going to come together. So the whole thing about compromise, forget about it. So maybe there's too much of a mistake by floating that the markets are going to react negatively. And see, it's interesting because this goes back to the negotiating thing again. Doesn't that undermine your ability? It's like when you're trying to sell somebody something. A lot of you listening to me are salespeople. Maybe you're selling cars. Maybe you're selling, I don't know, Tupperware. Cosmetics, jewelry. You never use the negative position, and it's interesting because they have been using the negative position. There may be something to that. All right, coming up later this hour of America Tonight, we can count. We got some interesting numbers to share with you here on the show. We're punting. We'll be back in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
SOS's, oh, the United States Postal Service. I hate to tell you, but you need to go to their website if you live in a small town, especially because you might be losing your post office. You know, the one that's just down the street where you know everybody, you go in there, you get your stamps, you mail your packages, it's a piece of cake. You might be losing it because of how much money the post office is losing. And it's a lot. $8 billion last year. This made me sad when I heard the story because I was thinking of a couple of things, and I'll tell you why. Think rural, think post offices, think historic. A lot of people in Seattle reacting to the fact that they might lose a post office or two.
The last time I used the post office in my neighborhood, I stood in line for an hour and 25 minutes. Ridiculous.
I don't know what we would be able to do to send out their packages. They'd have to stop, I guess.
I rarely use the post office at all. Maybe the occasional one package a year.
All right, so differences of opinion. One, the first guy starts to talk and says he waited so long, and that's been my experience because I think a lot of people have lost jobs or they spread them out so thin that you don't have enough people to wait on the amount of people that are coming in. Go to a post office at lunchtime and you'll see what I mean. But a lot of people use post offices to get their mail. They have businesses or it's better for them to get whatever is they need to get in a locked box so they get a P.O. box. Well, here's what I am very sad about. Probably one of the post offices that'll close. And this is what I said. You don't know how this affects you. You know, you hear the story. Oh, who cares? So the post office is closing. Yeah, so they lost $8 billion. Yeah, they can't get in the black, just like every other governmental agency. They can't seem to get their act together. Well, in Philadelphia, which is where I'm from, probably 20 minutes from where I grew up, the very first United States post office is there. It predates, in fact, the American colonies. It is so cool. If you ever go to Philly, you got to promise me to go and check out this post office. You can get, they'll stamp it from the first post office. I mean, it's been around forever. And it's the only one that doesn't fly a flag. That's because there wasn't one in 1775 when Ben Franklin founded what has now become today's postal service. And it is one of the coolest places. So that most likely will be on the list because it's not serving a lot of people. It makes sense if that's what they're going to do and they're going to close all these post offices, then this would be one that would probably get the axe. And that's a piece of history. This place was owned by Ben Franklin, and it opened up as a post office in 1975, 200 years after Franklin was appointed as the country's first postmaster general. So just a little history for you to inject there when they're mulling over whether to close 3,600 branches and stations and offices. Wow, that's more than 1 in 10. So chances are, if you're listening to me in the great state of Connecticut or Illinois or Minnesota, Vermont, Texas, then most likely you better start looking for a place to mail your stuff. And isn't that the worst when you're used to, because we're all, I think all of us, like our creature comforts. I mean, that's what America's about. So you get into your little bubble, and in your radius, maybe it's a 5-mile radius, you have your things. You have your batting cages, the place where you drive the golf balls. You have your store, right, your grocery store that's in your hood somewhere. You have certain fast food restaurants you go to. You have the cleaners. And you definitely have a post office mixed in there somewhere. Because really, are you trying to find the UPS or are you trying to pay more for any of the express services? And I think most people are trying to save a few bucks, so they're trying to go to a post office. And now the postal service, which became, by the way, a corporation in the early 70s, they haven't gotten tax dollars since, I want to say, the 80s, sometime in the 80s. And they're taking it on the chin, partially because they didn't catch up fast enough with everybody else. But the Ben Franklin House, ooh. Oh, that's sad. That is a piece of history right down the drain that many of you probably won't get to see. If that's what happens, you're not going to get to see it. And that's a bummer because that's one of the coolest places I think that you can go and see when you go to that city anyway. Everybody wants to go see the big sculptures that say love on it because you see that on TV all the time. And that's boring. That's nothing exciting to see. But all the historic stuff off the cobblestone streets and the post office would be a cool thing to run through. All right, speaking of running through things, and we're going to talk about this on our next show with a doctor who's very passionate about the prescription drug programs in this country and what it's doing to people. So we've got a new study that's suggesting that Medicare's 5-year-old prescription drug plan is keeping seniors out of hospitals and nursing homes, supposedly, and saving the federal government, saving the federal program at about $12 billion a year or so in costs. But it only erases a little bit of the $55 billion that the government spends on Medicare Part D. It's called the drug plan. but they're saying that the drug plan is keeping people healthier. So if people get drug coverage, you have to ask yourself, are they going to the hospital? Are we pumping them full of drugs? What's going on here? So that's what the study found, that the Medicare spending is working in that area. So we'll talk to that doctor coming up on our Wednesday show and get some thoughts on where we're headed in general when it comes to health care. I said we were going to do a numbers thing, and of course we will. That's coming up on the flip side, because it is always about the numbers. And some of the numbers are ugly, and some of the numbers are much more interesting as we try to mix in our fare here on ATN. We don't want to pound you with that same old thing over and over and over again. And one of the things that is going to come up in that segment, believe it or not, it's not the debt limit. It's going to be something that I think a lot of people don't realize, that the guy who designs dresses for the First Lady, I know you're cringing at this, is a story I saw today, I want to say on Fox or CNN or one of them, is 12 years old. How is that? How does that happen? Do you put the kid center designs in the mail and said, I want to do your dresses? So anyway, that's one of the stories we'll talk about. Also, the fact that there is a prayer ban at a national cemetery. What is up with that? What's going on with cemeteries and prayer bans? We had another story like this when it had to deal with people who came back from serving overseas and didn't make it and had no family. And so here we go again with the same thing, the banning of Christian prayers at military funerals. And, you know, I don't understand why that is. And it's infuriating, because if they want to say a prayer, what's wrong with that? If they want to put flowers, they want to say a prayer, and they want to do it at a military site, why are they denying that? Why is that an issue? Why is there a wasting of time to investigate that? How much money is being spent to look into that? It's just another ridiculous thing. If people want to go and pray for them, I think they should just be allowed to go and pray for them. Is that offensive? I mean, am I missing something here? All right, the numbers are next. We can count.
Know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Let me tell you about some numbers so we can count. Did you realize that British Petroleum is making lots of money? Of course you realize that. They say their profits are $5.3 billion. This is just a year after the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Remember all those losses that they took, the hit that they took? Boy, it didn't take long to turn around, did it? Well, part of that is because of some of the places where they have facilities and where they're going to have pipelines. So even though they had a 11% slump in production, boy, they made it up big time. They've paid out $6.8 billion to repair economic damage and environmental damage and, you know, all that sort of stuff in the past year. So they still managed to come around with some of the other things they had and some of the other holdings they had and ended up with a nice profit. I don't know how I feel about that. As a capitalist, I mean, look, the spill was ridiculous because, once again, it was a checks and balance thing. And the handling of it, especially in the beginning, was just poor. With all the money they were making, they should have had a better PR firm handling that. But we move on, and they're pumping money into the economy, and they're trying to make sure the beaches are tar-free. Because some of the beaches really still aren't. They don't talk about it very much, but they're still looking and going over and combing the areas to try to find any hint of oil. And, you know, some of that oil that seeped deep into the bottom of the sea, into those seabeds. I'm sorry, there's no way, and we know that, there's no way that could be 100% out of there. Ozzy Osbourne isn't worried about BP profits, although he is British. He apparently decided he wanted a dog bad enough he was willing to pay $10,000 for it. And this was all part of a live auction, so that's the good part. And they start to bid, and there was a dog that his wife wanted. It was a rescue puppy, one of those teacup Yorkies. And he ended up writing a check for $10,000 for the little Yorkie. That's a lot of clams for a Yorkie, isn't it? $10,000. Have you ever seen those things, too? As a now still kind of new dog owner, I am definitely a big dog person. Not that I don't like the little dogs. I'm not saying I don't like little dogs. But they're more work. If you have a well-trained big dog, and some of you are cringing, I know. But if you have a well-trained big dog, I'm sorry. That is better than some of those little dogs any day of the week. Also, part of that is because of where they choose to go to the bathroom, frankly. All right, I got to give you the payoff on this one. So there's a 12-year-old kid designing a dress for Michelle Obama. How is that possible? Are you thinking it's some kind of a contest? Seems like it could be, right? So the sixth grader, Grant Mower, is going to travel to Utah for a chance to have Mrs. Obama test out the dress he designed for her. He was inspired by an orchid, he said, during a visit to D.C. So he won a competition that included high school and college students, and he's an amateur, obviously, designer. And he was picked to do this dress. Well, that's pretty wild. 12-year-old already kind of knows what he wants to do, is going to design this dress for the First Lady. Well, here we are mentioning it on America Tonight. It's been talked about on a couple of other places because it's kind of a strange deal. So he's already gotten his 15 minutes of fame no matter what. You see how that works out? It's already worked out for him. Because people are talking. So, good for that young man that he did that. We Can Count continues. We move from the dress of the First Lady and the 12-year-old who had the pattern picked out and is thinking of an orchid when he thinks of her, to, sadly, this story about a mother charged, and she should be, frankly, after leaving a baby in a car in 106-degree heat. There is no excuse for that. I mean, there's no way you can figure out a way to say, ooh, well, geez, that was just probably a slip in memory. That's probably what happened there. I mean, why would you? You know it's hot. You're melting yourself. And this Arizona mother now is going to face those child abuse charges. She left her 2-year-old in that hot car. She was shopping, reached 106, so she was locked in the car in Kmart in Phoenix, and they called 911 because they saw the little girl crying. So the officers rescued her, they gave her water, and then they detained her mother. Yeah, you got to buy a clue. There's some people, not to be mean, that really should not reproduce. And if you're more concerned with getting in and trying on jeans and grabbing some things to eat, and you're leaving your child in a car, I think that's a pretty big hint. All right, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. Hey, I completely agree. I've been saying that for the last 21 years about my sister. So, in any case, should not have been able to reproduce.
Is she irresponsible? Is that why?
Oh, 100%. My parents have had to raise her boys, and,
aww,
you know, and that's, but in any case, though, that's why I was in Vegas this weekend picking up her boy so he could come back up here to school. So,
right, but you're close to your nephew, so the good news is that thank goodness for your parents and for you.
Well, I guess, you know, it's just some people, I guess, don't think should be, ever even think that they should evaluate themselves and be honest and say, if I'm a selfish SOB, I'm probably not going to be a good parent, you know, so maybe I shouldn't do that. You know, I don't think I would have made a good husband, Kate. That's why I never married. You know, so I'd have made a great dad, but I wouldn't have made a great husband. But in any case, don't be telling people how much BP's making. Obama in the hood, Barack Obama in the hood's going to go steal more money from him. And his wife is here today in Utah, so I assume that that boy must have been here today if that was when they were supposed to meet up with the threats or whatever.
I think that's a cool story. I mean, forget the whole politics of everything. I think that's cool that he was picked. He did that. You know, he's got to be beside himself with excitement.
Yeah. Just as long as the boy can wear a pair of shoulder pads and helmet.
I was waiting. I was just waiting for that comment.
Sorry. Anyway, so, you talking about the BP spill, you know, that was down there, and I still am just in shock, you know. It was 5 million barrels of oil. That was a lot of oil, right? You know how big that was. But you just think that every day of the week of the year, we use 4 times that amount of oil in America. You know, that's just amazing. I just never, you know, of course there's 308 million people here, you know, and they all drive cars.
It makes sense. Even the babies are driving these days.
What type of dog did you get, by the way?
I have a golden retriever.
Oh, really?
He's so cute.
And he's a puppy, or?
He's 2 years old.
Oh, that's fun, Kate.
He's funny. Awesome. He's playful, and he's wants constant attention. but he's good.
Were you and your husband in an argument or something? And he told you to get a dog.
Get a dog, and you got to take care of it, and you got to walk him. You got to do everything.
Oh, yeah. You definitely got to take care of them. So. But anyway, though, I've been wanting to tell you this story, but we're not going to have enough time. Remind me sometime to tell you the story about the ghost of Nebo, N-E-B-O.
Nebo,
okay?
Got it. Mm-hmm.
You got to remind me sometime. This will point to Americans why it's important to be active in politics, why it's important to talk to Kate Delaney on the radio or to other people. And I'll tell you something that happened with me and the ghost of it's Mount Nebo. And it's a mountain that's down in, the ghost of Mount Nebo. It's a mountain that's down there by a town called Nephi, about 30 miles south of Provo. And there's quite a story about the interstate down there when it was built and everything. And in any case, though, I did like Maynard's plan, by the way, on the debt ceiling. And
yeah.
He said that he wants to let them raise the debt limit, but sit there and say, well, next year we'll come back, and if you've made those cuts, then we'll go ahead and raise it again. Because, I'm sorry, Kate, Democrats are not going to make cuts in any way possible. They're just not going to do it, okay? They know the rich pay the taxes. That's what this is. You know, socialism, stealing from capitalism, you know. And they pay the taxes, and that's the way it's always been. But the problem is nobody's knocked the Democrats up on the head and say, hey, guess what? There isn't any more money to be borrowed, you know.
Right.
You're taxing these people at almost 40% right now, you know. It's almost, you know, unless you're trying to destroy them, which is where my wacko idea about, you know, Obama trying to destroy the rich class to turn this country into a communist society. You know, look at if you just have to follow history and the places that things happen. One last thing, I got to give you something funny. Oh, we're out of time.
We're out of time. You got to save your funny for the next time. We'll go to that the next time we talk to you. Thanks, Don. Coming up, we got NFL. We got some sports shorts we're going to serve up on the flip side.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass weigh stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. Fascinating new thing. You see, making one a temporary surgery.
All right, as we head to the exit here during this hour of America Tonight, don't get up just yet, because we have some good stuff to serve up, including the fact that, yes, we have football. I've had a lot of you ask me what I think is going to happen this season, and I haven't looked at any of that yet. I mean, I could say off the top of my head what I think is going to happen, but I don't want to do that because I want to see what happens with the free agents and all the pieces coming into place and what happens with the rookies and signing of the rookies. But at least we know we have football. So the idiots behind the great game of the NFL got it done. They got her done. But they have not been able to do that in Washington. Oh, there are so many analogies that we could use in talking about the two. But we're not going to even go there. We're just going to focus on football for a second. Here's what, there's two people you're going to hear from. One, the quarterback of the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, and then, of course, Todd Haley, the Kansas City Chiefs coach, saying how rough it was during the lockout, and Rodgers feeling pretty good about this new agreement that's going to be in place for 10 years.
It was a difficult time period for all of us, everybody involved, and I think one of the things that's missed is, you know, we've got a good group of guys that are fun to be around, and you miss being around them.
Because of the enormity of our game and the amount of money and people that are affected, if there's no football, I never thought that would be an option. I just thought that the two sides would have to come together at some point.
All right, so the two sides did finally do that at some point, and they came together. And like I said, the good news is for people who even just want to watch, you can watch now, and Sunday isn't in that dead zone. You don't have to watch the mindless fishing shows or other things that would have been there to replace it. Because trust me, with all the channels ESPN has, who knows what they would fill in. And remember, they've got the Monday night game. Then you have NBC that has the Sunday night game. And, of course, Fox would really, and CBS would really take it on the chin because they have the two, the AFC and the NFC. And so all of those games would be gone. But tragedy averted. And here for America Tonight, too, because our ever-popular Nail the Score has been rescued from being mothballed.
One thing that is gone, though, is there's going to be no Hard Knocks this year, which
I know,
for,
and I wanted
for myself,
Hard Knocks.
I'm selfishly very disappointed in that, but because the agreement took so long to take place and HBO, they couldn't get a team to accept the cameras to be in there during the whole lockout process, so no Hard Knocks this year, which is pretty bad considering last year, I think, was probably one of the best seasons ever with the Jets.
It's interesting. And for people who don't know, and what Matt's talking about is that HBO behind the scenes series. And if you were a football fan, it was great. They did the Cowboys one year, which caused chaos and problems. And last year's, he's right, was the best. The Jets. It was so interesting. It was like watching a documentary, more than a reality show. It was like a better documentary, I guess I'll say. So too bad they aren't able to do that. But now the teams are just focused on they're so dizzy trying to make sure that everything's in place, getting people going and getting them to camps because the camps are opening up. In fact, some of the camps open on Wednesday, and then that continues throughout the week. Wow. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Had to put my headphones down.
Of course.
Okay, there was this young couple that was out in the wild woolly, and they were doing the nudist thing, and they had all their clothes off and everything, and all of a sudden, this great big bear was about 150 yards away when he started charging for him. And the guy took off barefooted and naked as could be, running as fast as he could. And he looked back, and his little girlfriend was putting on her shoes. And he says, "Honey, you can't outrun that bear." And she ran up to him. She says, "I only have to outrun you, baby."
Oh, you get some kind of reaction from us every time. You're funny.
Oh, thank you. Obama, Miss Michelle Obama, fired Omar the tent maker because he just makes him look bad. And
it found a 12-year-old in Utah.
Yeah, hired the 12-year-old because Omar just didn't cut it. Besides, you know, she didn't want to have the Muslim thing hung around her neck with her husband, you know, being from Africa.
I just gave you that opening, too. Shame on me.
Oh, well, shame on you. No, you're a princess, remember? You're our princess.
All right. I'm on the throne. I gotcha.
Okay. Now, I've been calling our congressman in Washington, D.C., and telling him, no deal of any kind. We have got to stop this. We've just been raising the debt limit time after time after time. It's time we lived within our means. We have to do it in our own private lives and our own families. And the government of this United States, which represents us, the people of America, is going to do the same damn thing. Obama blew all the money to start with to create this panic so he could do this routine and get him another $2.4 trillion to loan out to all his little sycophants for his re-election, thinking he could buy the election. And I say, no, keep his feet held to the fire, make him live within our means, and make the government live within their means. We have $220 billion on an average coming in per month from the American taxpayers, even with our tax base down. We do not need any more extensions on the debt. And if we got to cut back on some government, fine, across the board, 40% cut on the environmental wackos, such as the EPA, the Department of Energy, which has never put any kind of energy out at all, and a bunch of other administration little groups that we can do without. I mean, you talk about unessential workers and stuff. Yeah, we've got a whole ton of that in this government of ours, and it's time that we, the American people, quit having to pay for their indulgence, overindulgence, and plain lunacy as far as spending our money. That's all from me.
All right, so well put. Spending our money. I'm going to end on that because you're right. They're spending our money, without a doubt, on the wars that we should be out of at this point, on all the foreign aid. I agree with Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, who Dan might be calling, or it could be one of the others. But it's too bad. Too much money has already been thrown in the wrong direction. Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate. Need to call a congressman. Keep our post office open to shut down 3,600 of them.
I know, and a lot of people listening, I guarantee there's probably at least 10 that are getting shut down in areas where we have affiliates.
Yeah. They're kind of small, but yet they serve a purpose. And, where I go, I don't know whether it's going to shut them down yet or not. I haven't talked to the lady of Rutley yet, but she said they're supposed to have a big meeting today about shutting everything, a bunch of them down, so I'll find out tomorrow, but we're going to shut ours down. There's a senior citizens that uses it, as long as they don't buy anything online, they got no computers and all that, they go to the post office, mail their Christmas packages.
Sure.
Receive their mail, and, you know, so I know they're trying to save money, but I think there's other ways to do it besides shutting down 3,600 of them. That's going to be a hardship on a lot of them because they have to drive probably 15, 40 more miles somewhere. So, mail later.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, that's an interesting point. I agree with you. Just in general, anybody in a rural area, but certainly, Rick, you be safe. Certainly people who are older that don't do the online thing, that don't do anything connected to modern technology, they're going to still go to the post office. But at Christmas time, you see a ton of people in there with stuff they've got to mail. What about all the people that work in these post offices? Are they all losing their jobs? At least some of them would have to be, I'm sure, cut out of the process.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
I'm stupid. You're smart.